Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Redesigning Leadership by John Maeda, a striking book that simplifies the complex world of leadership. Shifting away from dense management jargon, Maeda advocates for a leadership style rooted in humanity and direct engagement. This insightful guide emphasizes the importance of leaders being present on the ground, whether that's on the shop or office floor, and connecting genuinely with their employees. Maeda's approach is all about retaining focus and respect without losing one's principles or heart. John Maeda, the author behind this transformative work, is not just any voice in the field of leadership and design. As an accomplished author, revered computer scientist, and influential graphic designer, he has also served as the former president of the Rhode Island School of Design. His contributions and innovative approach to leadership and design have been so impactful that, in 1999, Esquire magazine named him one of the 21 most important people of the 21st century. Redesigning Leadership is a must-read for leaders at any level of a company, managers seeking to forge stronger connections with their teams, and anyone eager to master the art of modern leadership. Join us as we explore Maeda's simple yet powerful strategies for becoming a manager who truly makes a difference, one who leads with both principle and passion. Redesigning Leadership: Simplicity, Design, Technology, Business, Life. Introduction. Discovering Leadership Excellence in the Digital Era. In the fast-paced corridors of today's businesses, where a leader can orchestrate the symphony of their organization's operations with the mere clicks of a mouse, one might think that leadership has evolved to its pinnacle. The digitization of management has undoubtedly simplified the complexities of running an organization, making it possible to wield influence without stepping away from the desk. This rapid transformation has left us in a curious paradox. While the mechanics of leadership have been streamlined, the essence of true leadership seems to be slipping through our fingers. Leadership, at its core, is not a product of technological advancements or the power vested in a title. It's about establishing a genuine connection with people. It's about the human touch. The journey to becoming not just a leader, but a revered figure, involves embracing the ethos that your authority is derived from your unwavering commitment to your values rather than the positional power you hold. In this exploration of leadership, we unravel the layers to find what makes a leader truly inspirational. You'll discover the importance of stepping out of the shadow of your office and immersing yourself in the nitty-gritty of your team's work, understanding the profound impact of bringing a personal touch to your leadership style. Moreover, you'll learn about the charm of WannaComes, individuals who are drawn to the magnetic pull of an effective meeting because of the value it promises and not out of obligation. This is juxtaposed with a curious anecdote involving President Obama, who found himself extending an apology to an art history professor, emphasizing that true leadership is also about humility and the willingness to acknowledge one's missteps. This narrative invites you to embark on a path toward becoming a leader who resonates with authenticity and compassion. It's a call to rediscover the human essence of leadership in an age dominated by digital interfaces and remote interactions. Engage with these insights and redefine what it means to lead, not from behind a desk, but from the heart, with a laser focus on principles and a deep-seated respect for the people you're guiding forward. Part 1. The Art of Leadership Through Mobility and Connection. Imagine a workplace where the leaders feel like distant figures, rarely seen beyond the confines of their office walls. It's a common scenario in many organizations, where department heads remain sequestered in their quarters. Their primary modes of connection with their team are often limited to structured meetings and formal reports. However, this traditional approach misses a crucial element of leadership: the power of presence and personal connection. The transformative potential of leadership is unleashed not from behind a desk, but from being on the move, amongst the people who make the organization what it is. Imagine a leader who not only oversees but also participates, understands, and connects with their team on a personal level. This is the essence of managing by walking around, an approach that fosters profound organizational understanding and improvement through genuine human connections. Take, for example, the journey of the author upon taking up the mantle of president at the Rhode Island School of Design, RISD. Driven by an eagerness to immerse himself in the school's culture and operations, he ventured beyond the isolation of his office. His approach was hands-on and heartfelt, from delivering food to departments to assisting new students with their luggage. This was not about micromanaging or overshadowing his team's contributions. Instead, it was a sincere effort to know and support his community. However, as enlightened as this approach may seem, it comes with its own set of challenges. The fine line between being involved and overstepping, between leading and doing, is one that requires meticulous navigation. When leaders dive too deep into the operational aspects, they risk inadvertently taking over tasks, overshadowing the contributions of their team, or centralizing decision-making. Such actions can diminish the sense of value and contribution among team members, relegating them to mere executors of menial tasks rather than active contributors to the project's vision. Therefore, the journey to effective leadership is one of balance, balancing involvement with empowerment, connection with autonomy. The art of leadership through mobility is not about diminishing the roles of team members, but about amplifying them through engagement, understanding, and support. Leaders who master this balance can foster an environment where every team member feels seen, heard, and valued, unlocking the collective potential of their organization. Part 2: Mastering the Art of Personalized Communication in Leadership. In an era where digital communication tools like Skype and email have bridged the geographical divide, leaders are bestowed with the power to reach out to their teams with unprecedented ease. The digital age has expanded the horizons of workplace communication, enabling leaders to convey messages across vast distances instantly. Yet, this convenience brings its own set of challenges, particularly the task of ensuring that the essence of the message is not lost in transmission. To tackle this, one of the most effective strategies a leader can employ is the use of concrete examples to underline their points. When abstract concepts are anchored to tangible instances, they become more relatable and easier to grasp. Imagine sending an email emphasizing the importance of accountability. By illustrating this concept with a scenario where the lack of diligence by one team member extends the workload for another, the message becomes more impactful and easier to understand. While leaning on examples enhances clarity, it's crucial to remember that the richness of face-to-face interaction remains unparalleled. The subtle nuances of tone, expression, and body language add layers of understanding and connectivity that digital messages can't replicate. Nevertheless, the reality of modern work environments often makes in-person meetings an impossibility, thrusting leaders into a position where they must find ways to infuse their digital communications with a sense of personal touch. The author shares a powerful anecdote from his time at college, facing the challenge of conveying a message to an entire campus. Recognizing the limitations of digital outreach, he sought to imbue his communication with a personal flair by attaching a scanned image of a handwritten letter to his email. This thoughtful gesture broke the monotony of standard emails and resonated with the recipients on a more personal level, dramatically increasing engagement and response rates. This story underscores a critical lesson for leaders navigating the digital communication landscape. A little warmth goes a long way. By making an effort to personalize your messages, you not only enhance the clarity of your communication, but also foster a stronger connection with your team. In the digital age, where emails and messages can feel impersonal and disconnected, adding a touch of personal care can bridge the gap, ensuring that your leadership resonates deeply with those you aim to guide and inspire. Part 3: Building Cohesive Teams Through Strategic Meetings. Picture this. Your organization has just birthed an innovative product, and it's now your responsibility to lead the charge, assembling a crack team to bring this product from concept to consumer. As the newly appointed captain of this ship, what's your first command? The cornerstone of laying a solid foundation for your team is to bring everyone into the same space, both physically and mentally. Initially, teams can feel nebulous, more like a concept than a concrete entity. However, the act of congregating in a shared space transforms this. It's in these gatherings that individuals begin to see themselves not just as employees, but as integral parts of a collective effort motivated by a shared objective. However, kicking off with an inaugural meeting is just the beginning. The life cycle of a project demands that the team reconvenes periodically to fine-tune tactics, address emerging challenges, and recalibrate their alignment towards the goal. These sessions should be viewed not as administrative formalities, but as pivotal touchpoints that sustain the team's momentum and cohesion. In these congregations, you'll encounter three distinct archetypes: the eagerly engaged wanna comes, the indifferent haveta comes, and the opportunistic wanna yets, who are just there for the perks. The vitality of a meeting, and by extension, the productivity of your team, is buoyed by the presence of wanna comes. Thus, crafting meetings that cater to their preferences is key. This means designing agendas that are concise and focused, zeroing in only on matters that demand discussion. A trim agenda signals respect for the team's time and intellect, ensuring that participants are engaged with relevant issues without being sidetracked by superfluous details. Short and efficiently run meetings do more than just enhance focus. They significantly elevate the appeal of these sessions across the board. By maintaining a brisk pace and a laser-sharp focus on critical issues, you create an environment that not only satisfies the wanna-comers, but also has the potential to convert the haveta-comes and wanna-eats into eager participants. In achieving this delicate balance, you not only fortify the operational efficiency of your team, but also cultivate an atmosphere of genuine interest and engagement. Part 4. Leading with principles and a touch of humanity. It's a common misconception that leadership is solely about execution and results, an arena where morals and principles play second fiddle. However, this couldn't be further from the truth. Leadership transcends the mere incubation of great ideas. It's about embodying a set of core beliefs that guide these ideas to fruition. Consider Jerome Wiesner, a luminary whose tenure as president of MIT was marked not just by his academic and administrative prowess, but by his steadfast commitment to his principles. His early career was steeped in the high-stakes environment of the Manhattan Project, contributing to the development of the atomic bomb. Yet, it was the harrowing aftermath of the war that shaped his lifelong mission: to champion world peace and bridge the divide between the arts and sciences. Wiesner's ideals weren't just personal motifs. They were the beacon that directed his leadership journey, turning his vision into a global discourse on nuclear disarmament. This notion underscores a fundamental truth about leadership. It's the ideals, more than the ideas, that forge a leader. But embodying these principles shouldn't be a mantle worn only in the professional sphere. They should permeate every aspect of one's life. Take, for example, the author's personal reflection on his tenure as the leader of a prestigious educational institution. The suite of perks that came with his position were enviable by any standard: a chauffeured vehicle, a grandiose mansion, and elite club memberships. However, he chose a path less traveled by foregoing these luxuries. His moment of clarity came during a financial crisis, when he was confronted with the probable perception of a struggling parent witnessing such overt displays of privilege. This encounter resonated deeply, shaping his ethos to always consider the broader implications of his actions and privileges on the community he served. Leadership, at its heart, is a human endeavor. It's not just about what you do, but how and why you do it. Showing your team that you're guided by your principles in every decision and action builds respect and trust, emphasizing your human side, acknowledging that you're shaped by the same societal forces as everyone around you, makes you relatable. It reinforces the idea that leading by example isn't just the most effective strategy, it's the most human one. In navigating the complexities of leadership, let your ideals be your compass, and let your humanity be the light that guides others toward shared success. Part 5, Earning Respect Through Genuine Appreciation and Accountability. Navigating the complex journey of leadership, one quickly learns that the cornerstone of any successful venture isn't just a solid idea or a visionary outlook, but a team that stands firmly beside you. But the golden question remains: how does one cultivate the kind of unwavering support a great leader needs from their team? The essence of earning this support lies in a simple yet profound principle: respect. It's a two-way street, with true leaders holding a deep-seated reverence for the individuals who make up their team. This respect is not just felt, it is actively demonstrated in myriad ways, echoing the sentiment that each team member's contribution is not only valued but also integral to the collective success of the enterprise. Consider the narrative of Ikkō Tanaka, a colossus in the field of Japanese design and the creative force behind brands like Muji. Tanaka's approach to leadership was emblematic of his understanding of the symbiotic relationship between a leader and their team. By personally preparing a dinner for his entire staff and expressing his gratitude for their collective effort, Tanaka embodied the genuine appreciation that binds a team together. This act wasn't just about feeding his team, it was a heartfelt acknowledgement of their vital role in his accomplishments, a powerful statement of respect that cemented their mutual regard. Another indispensable facet of earning and maintaining this respect is the ability to own one's mistakes openly. The landscape of leadership often paints a picture of infallibility, but the reality couldn't be more different. The true measure of a leader's character is not their propensity for mistakes, but their courage in acknowledging them. This principle was vividly illustrated by President Obama's action when he found his remarks on art history majors had caused upset. Rather than brush off the incident, Obama chose to extend a personal apology to Ann Collins Johns, an art historian at Texas University, via a handwritten letter. This gesture was more than an apology. It was a testament to the humility and integrity that underpin effective leadership. The journey of leadership is laden with challenges and triumphs alike, but the enduring lesson is that respect and accountability are the beacons that guide a leader through this journey. By cherishing your team and embracing vulnerability in admitting errors, you not only foster a culture of respect and mutual support, but also demonstrate that leadership, at its core, is an inherently human endeavor. Final summary. Embarking on the leadership journey is an invitation to embrace one's humanity at its fullest. Redesigning leadership carves out a path for leaders striving to foster environments where creativity, respect, and integrity flourish. At the heart of impactful leadership lies the unwavering commitment to one's ideals, the foundation upon which authentic connections with team members are built. Clear and compassionate communication serves as the lifeblood of effective leadership, ensuring that every exchange, whether face-to-face or through the digital ether, is imbued with purpose and understanding. By prioritizing concise, meaningful meetings, leaders can cultivate a culture of engagement where every voice is heard and valued, transforming passive attendees into active participants. However, the cornerstone of truly transformative leadership is the recognition that respect is not a given, but a treasure to be earned. Through actions that demonstrate genuine appreciation for their team's efforts and the humility to admit personal mistakes, leaders can embody the principles of accountability and empathy. Ultimately, redesigning leadership underscores a fundamental truth. The strength of a leader is measured not by their command over others, but by their ability to inspire, connect, and elevate those around them. In navigating the complexities of leadership, remember that the journey is not just about achieving goals, but about growing, learning, and evolving together, as humans, leading humans. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.